What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Mixed 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
It's awful. Great day. You guys making fun of me.
No. We're just following you, man.
Well, I thought you two did it, so I felt like I had to do it.
Yeah, I mean.
I didn't want to be left out.
You know? The more, the merrier or the worse it is.
That's probably exactly what Dylan is thinking right now. Alex, Audrey, say hi to Dylan.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man. We understand that you have been ghosted by Lily, so we're going to try calling her in a second to figure out what's happening. But first, give us a backstory. How'd you guys meet and what happened on the date?
So ironically, we met at a bar, and I was actually on my way out, which was probably a good thing because I asked for a number, which is something I wouldn't usually be very forward doing, but I was a little tipsy. But honestly, I'm glad I did. I feel like there has to be something really big that I'm missing here, you know, why I was ghosted. I mean, we talked for a couple days, all day long, like while I'm at work, when I'm not supposed to be on my phone and I'm sitting there anticipating, waiting for a text and everything like that.
As you're saying this, Audrey is scrolling through her phone.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah. Like you, dude.
I mean, I felt like she and I really connected, you know, better than anybody I'd known. You know, I'd only dated somebody for a couple months, let alone, you know, only knew him for a week. You know, I only knew her for a week, you know, and worked out with our schedules. You know, we met up for a date, finally went to dinner. She seemed kind of frustrated at the end, and I really don't know what I did wrong. I didn't want to ask and make things awkward, but honestly, I haven't heard from her since, and I just want to know what I did.
Yeah, so everything was good leading up to it. Everything was good up until the end.
She was frustrated.
Mm-hmm. Frustrated with what?
I don't know. That's why we need to call her.
All right. Hang on. Well, let's just call Lily. We've gotten her number from Dylan, so we'll see what happens, okay?
Great. Thanks.
Hello?
Lily?
This is her.
Hey, Lily, good. Just want to make sure we're talking to the right person. I'm Brad Booker. We got Alex Franco and Audrey Allen here. We're doing a radio show with Mix 94.7. The segment is called Waiting by the Phone. I just want to give you a quick little rundown of what's happening here so you're not blindsided, okay?
You still with us?
Don't hang up. We're hoping that you're going to spend a couple of minutes with us because we also have Dylan on the phone who reached out to us. He said that you guys met up, had a really nice chat. He thought that the time you guys spent together was really good, but he did mention that at the end he could tell something was kind of up, and he doesn't know what happened. He doesn't know what he did wrong, and he hasn't been able to reach you. So we thought that we would try to mediate a conversation, either move forward or work out the miscommunication and see what happens.
I have an idea, by the way.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Well, let's hear from Lily if you're willing to talk to us, and then you tell me if it's right or wrong.
All right.
Lily?
Okay. I mean, I was pretty disappointed with how the date turned out because, I mean, we had talked like for a while leading up to the date and I was pretty excited for it and thought our personalities meshed pretty well. And he gave me zero red flags. So, I mean,
that's good.
It was disappointing how it ended up. So I'm kind of sad about it too.
How did it end up?
Well, like I never usually go out to dinner on a first date because like I want an easy out. If something's going on or like we're just not vibing, and I was pretty confident for this. So we did go out to dinner and overall the date was like, okay. But yeah, at the end of the date, I got super annoyed with him because he has a problem like with everything that I said, everything that came out of my mouth, he would dispute and argue with me about. Like I would say something and he would immediately question it and say that that was not true. And like take the other side of what my perspective was. And it was super annoying. Like he couldn't agree with me on anything.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't what I was thinking, by the
no.
way.
No.
Nah, I thought it was
no,
like a,
that wasn't
I thought,
it.
I thought it was a dispute of like splitting a check or something like that, or like itemizing, or like you had this, I had that. Like, that's annoying.
So why do you think he was doing that, Lily?
I have no idea. Like, he has to be right all the time or something. Like, he even whipped out his phone and like Googled something I said to make sure that I was correct. And
yeah.
I was correct, but he still like argued with me about it, which was super annoying. It was like, bro, like, I'm right. It's okay for me to be right and you to be wrong.
Dylan, I want you to pop in here and give your side of the story here in a second. I have long had kind of an issue with that when someone says something that I feel is wrong. It's not like I'm trying to call them out. It's just I want to know what the right thing is. So if I question something, it's not to question and make them feel bad or to say I'm smarter than you or whatever. It's to really understand and figure out what the right thing is.
Too soon, though, on a date, though, if that's how you
yeah,
are.
Yeah, so I've gotten a lot
and, like,
better.
With every comment
yeah,
I said,
I know.
Like,
I'm
not doing it for everything out of my mouth.
Yeah,
that's
I get
what
it.
I'm saying. Yeah. This dude took it to a whole other level. Mm-hmm. It's like Sheldon on the Big Bang Theory.
Right?
I was just watching an episode, and Penny was this is actually so funny. Penny was getting mad at Sheldon because she's like, you're not doing it to make sure everything's correct. You're doing it to be condescending.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that's what it sounds like. This dude was.
Well, let Dylan have an opportunity to respond.
No, I'm sorry, Dylan.
Dylan.
I mean, honestly, given the state of the world today, my gut reaction when I think something is incorrect is to immediately call it out. I'm not going to go along with something that I don't think is true just because the person says it is. I'd rather tell someone if they're incorrect than have them continue saying what isn't true. What am I supposed to do in that?
But you immediately told me I was wrong every single time. Like, I don't even know that you were processing things I was saying. You just were like, nope, that's not it. That's not true. I mean, that is so triggering to someone and ignorant. And what if I actually knew more about what we were talking about than you do? Like, what if I'm a professional or something? I mean, you just questioned absolutely everything that came out of my mouth and said that I was wrong.
Pop off, queen.
I mean, honestly, I guess we're not. I mean, I'm not going to come to an agreement on this. And I feel like we're talking in circles here at this point.
Yeah.
They're doing it all over again.
You're arguing about what you argued
about.
Isn't
that funny? That's amazing. Again, it's happening, and they're not even on a date.
At least we can agree on something.
Yeah, wow,
this is
there
so
you go.
Ironic.
Leave it at that.
Don't you feel like you were at the date now?
For real. Oh, my God.
I'm just missing a steak.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.